Bloody Mary Podcast.
Welcome to the Bloody Mary Podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tammy. And we are totally married. Tonight, we got our Bloody Marys, and we're back.
We're back. We've been gone for like almost 6 months. I don't think we've done a podcast since January or the end of last year.
Damn.
Yeah. But before we get into why we haven't done a podcast in a while and everything, we have merch and an Amazon wish list.
Yeah, we do.
So go to www.bloodymarriedpodcast.com and there should be links to the Amazon wish list and everything there.
Yeah. And also some swag that you could buy if you want.
Yeah. Find us on socials, Instagram, Facebook.
Yep.
Follow us.
Follow us.
Yep. YouTube, where this is, you should like it and comment.
Like it, follow, all that jazz. Yeah. All the things that you're supposed to do on the social medias, do it. Yeah.
Oh, I feel rusty. We haven't done this since, legit, since December.
I know.
Think we recorded our like best of the year and another one. And I think we had planned on taking like most of January off from doing it, but then life happened.
Life did happen.
I guess the thing that kind of kicked that off was... my dad had a surprise emergency health condition where out of the blue, my parents live in Minnesota. He needed like 3 blood transfusions, needed a valve replacement and a triple bypass out of nowhere.
Yeah.
He's fine now. He's like completely recovered, the best version of everything that happened.
Yeah, healthy as a horse.
In the moment, life. It just kind of threw us and me, you, and my brother, we had to fly back to Minnesota. I was there for 2 weeks with him. You were there for about a week. You came back. And it was like stuff leading up to that too, because he was going to doctors. We didn't know what was happening.
Yeah,
so that just like threw...
scary like, and stressful.
That threw all of February out the window.
It did, yeah.
Yeah, because we had planned on... We had guests lined up. We had a couple new guests. And then we also had planned on doing a brand new photo shoot for photos for the podcast. We were going to kind of kick it up a little bit, but life happened and we got, this had to get shelved for a minute.
It did.
But he's fine now.
He is fine, which is good.
Yeah. What else have we both been working on? We've both been working on a feature script together and still are. Taking up some time. And then tell everyone what you've been doing. What have you been busy with for the last few months?
The last few months, I have something called Functional Neurological Disorder, or FND. And I got a grant here in Spokane to do an art installation to educate people about it using art. And so I did, and it opened in April, and it ran until the end of May. But up and leading to that, I still had a shit ton of work to do, and I was still dealing with FND, and then help family stuff, and you know, it was really, really crazy. So it was
go, go, go.
It was go, go, go.
And you had to go out of town for a wedding.
Yes.
And you were doing art like you would come up
like a crazy person
off of work and just do art and then go to bed and wake up artwork, go to bed because there was a deadline. So
I had a whole installation to get ready for the beginning of April. And of course, you know, procrastination at its finest.
Yeah.
I built a tree in a week and a half, an 8-foot tree.
Yeah.
Half a tree.
Then your show ran, and it ran for 2 months, and now it's over.
It is, yeah.
And so now that part's gone.
That is.
Yeah.
It's nice to have finished that chapter and got to have that artwork and everything up there and have some really fun conversations with the community and really in-depth conversations about art and trauma and mental health. And I think all of that was really important, so...
And if people are interested in buying your art, where do they find that?
Hit me up on socials on HB Sanitarium.
Cool.
That's where you can find that stuff.
Yeah.
Or hbsanitarium.com on my website.
Yep. And then I've been busy too.
Yeah. What else have you been doing, sir?
I had kind of a secret thing where I flew to Chicago and I was a part of something really cool that the horror community... the horror film community will love. I can't really talk about it too much.
No, but it's exciting, guys.
But whatever that is should be out in the universe around Halloween. And you'll know because it'll be promoted not just by me, but by production companies and stuff like that.
And so, things. So yeah, we'll let you know more as it comes down the pike. But yeah,
and then
that's exciting.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I wish I could talk more about it. I probably can, but I'm just going to keep it on the down low until, you know, I get the word.
Yeah.
And then I've been working on my own feature script, which is... the rough draft is done. It's out to people. Conversations are happening.
I know.
Wheels really, are in motion.
Guys.
Hopefully this time next year we'll be shooting. So that's been taking up a lot of time, and it still does take up a lot of time. Things are back to where I think we can start doing podcasts more regularly now.
Yes, absolutely. We need to get back to our plan because we really wanted to make this one of our focuses this year.
Yeah.
And do a little new photo shoot and just refresh and do some more fun things and be more consistent. So we're going to get back to that.
Yeah, for our 20 viewers
or
listeners. But
for all of those, you know, tens of listeners out there, we appreciate you very much.
Yeah.
But we are back.
Yep. And I'm sure we've had a lot of other little things in between, but yep, now we're going to be podcasting all summer long for sure. We have some fun episodes planned. I know we got one guest we're going to have on. So yeah.
So well, stay tuned, guys.
Yeah. So that's what we've been doing, why we've been gone, and the podcast, we didn't get canceled or anything.
Nothing like that.
Our producers didn't cancel us. We're still on the air.
Yes, of course. Vern is over there looking...
Yes, our producer Vern. He's off screen. He's just right over there. So why don't we just talk about like the horror movies we have seen this year so far? And we haven't seen too many, but we have seen a few, and we can just like breeze through them and give quick reviews on them.
All right.
Yeah. What's the first one we saw in theaters?
Was Abigail.
Abigail.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, the directors of Ready or Not and Scream 5 and 6. That was really cool. It was just a lot of fun. It was a contained horror film, pretty much takes place in one location. The cast was really kinetic and a lot of fun. A lot of really cool effects.
Oh, so many cool, fun effects, good kills.
Yeah.
Lots of blood. They love their blood. And
it was, what's her name? Melissa? What's her last name? Barrera.
Barrera, yeah.
Yeah.
She was in Scream.
Yeah, she was in Scream 5 and 6, and we all know that she's not going to be in the next one because of some stuff. And we can talk about that more in a podcast we'll do with Sean, talking about our Scream 7 predictions and news.
Because that is happening,
and stuff like that. But anyway, she was in this, and she's really good.
She was really good.
You know, I've only seen her in those three things, and I know she's done work before that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think her performance in Abigail is the best she's done with these directors so far.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. That was a lot of fun. She played a really good character.
Yeah.
And I really want some more good vampire movies.
Oh, for sure.
We had Vampire in a Boat, which was very disappointing.
Vampire in a Boat. Oh, The Last Voyage of
Demeter.
That.
Vampire in a Boat.
Yeah, that was sucky. I don't know why people like... they were hyping it up a lot.
It
wasn't good.
And it wasn't good. Yeah. And so I was really excited to see a fun vampire movie with a creepy... Like, she was creepy.
Yeah, she was creepy and
creepy and fun.
Yeah, they're really good at the scripts, and there was like human elements to her too, touches of it that really helped bring it together. I think my favorite character in this was played by Dan Stevens because he played. I love the guy. I love it when he does horror and genre pieces. But he had the most to do, I think, with his role because he had to play. Like, who are you in the beginning? And then he's like, oh, now he's a cop. And now is he with the people or is he against the people?
Right.
Now is he with the vampires or is he against them?
Right.
And then he like melds into something else and then he's that character. So I thought that was a lot of fun to watch him have all these different things he had to do in the movie.
Mm-hmm. I liked the muscle. Who reminds me like of a yeah, like a roided out Elon Musk.
Kevin Durand, he's a good.
He was funny.
He's in a lot of stuff and he's been doing a lot of things for years and he's great. Yeah.
He had a lot of good just funny lines.
Yeah.
And played off with the cast really well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So far it's my favorite horror film of the year. I only had one critique and it's not of the movie itself. It was about the trailer.
Right.
I think the way, because the trailer just gives away nearly everything. Like, it gives away that it's a vampire movie. It gives away, like, who turns into vampires for the most part. And they should have marketed this just as a horror film, because if you don't see a trailer and you watch it, it's the big reveal is there's a vampire.
Right.
Like, oh, shit. That's like, oh, fuck, what kind of movie are we getting into?
Right.
It's like the Dusk Till Dawn thing, where you're with these criminals and they're going about this thing. You don't really know what the movie is. That, oh, fuck, that now there's vampires,
fucking vampires
and they have to fight them.
Yes.
And you can tell they took inspiration from that.
Oh, damn.
I just wish that I wouldn't have known. I wish I wouldn't have spoiled everything in the trailer. But aside from that, great movie. Yeah.
That was a great movie. Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I was really excited. We need more fun, cool, creepy vampire movies.
Yeah, for sure. Maybe they're making a comeback. And then
I hope so.
Then the second horror film we saw this year was
Late Night with the Devil.
Late Night with the Devil. What did you think of that one?
I thought it was an interesting concept.
Yeah.
And I
have it written down here. Cool idea.
Yeah. So it's, yeah. It was a cool idea. I liked the throwback feel of the 70s and the talk show, late night talk show. I really like that. I like that guy. I think he's such a great actor because he can play just like fucking anything.
The lead guy, David Desmalchian, I think that's how you say his name. And he's in every fucking movie under the sun. You turn the channel and he's in like fucking Dune. He's in superhero movies.
Right.
He's in everything.
And like, I know I've seen him in things, but then it wasn't like the Suicide Squad where he played like the Polka Dot Man, which is like one of my favorite characters in that movie. And then you're like, well, he's in everything. And then I was like paying attention.
Yeah.
And then he was fucking in everything.
Literally.
And then, but this one, he did good. I really enjoyed.
Yeah. He was in the Vampire in a Boat movie.
He was in the fucking Vampire in a Boat movie.
He's in everything. Yeah,
it was a cool concept. I liked like it was kind of found footage type.
Yeah, it was a new
at the same time.
I did like that. I liked that it was a new take on found footage. It was like a found lost episode of late night 70s television show on Halloween. So it has like all the ingredients for something that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
The ending was pretty ambiguous and I didn't mind it. I wish I would have had I could see what they're doing. They were like playing it up to like, are you just hypnotized as a viewer?
Right.
Kind of thing.
Are you seeing what you're really seeing? Did this really happen?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Really what made me after watching that, I'm like, that guy should play Freddy Krueger.
I think he would be good.
He could do something unique to it that we haven't seen yet. And I think he has enough humor to like pull off those one-liners.
Oh yeah.
And then he has enough to be creepy to. I think he would be like one of my top choices to play Freddy Krueger if they remade it, whatever.
They do need to do that just because it hasn't been done
since
the 80s.
And he's not too old, so he can play it for a while.
That's true. Because
people were saying Kevin Bacon, and I still think if they were like doing a one-off and an older Freddy, he would be a good choice.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're going to like restart it and you're going to have someone, like think of Bond. Like you got to cast someone that's going to be with it for a decade.
Right.
So you need someone kind of younger.
They can pull it off.
Yeah.
He would be good. You're right. Ooh, come on. Let's make something happen
there.
Because I do want to see a new Nightmare movie.
Yeah.
That, you know, because the one that happened didn't happen.
It didn't happen. But anyways, Late Night with the Devil, it was okay. It
wasn't like, oh my God, this is really good.
Yeah. It was a fun watch. I don't think I'd watch it again.
No.
But it was cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was cool. it was fun to watch, and it was this is cool. It's a cool concept. It was a different twist on the found footage type stuff, but it wasn't like, oh my God, this is so good.
It had some fun practical effects, and they had some fun comedic moments, some subtle comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I think I wish I would have stuck the landing a little more solidly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what was the other one we saw more recently. Came out towards the beginning of the year, but we just saw it like a week or two ago.
Fucking Night Swim.
Night Swim. What? you had an experience watching Night Swim, PG-13.
It wasn't that great of a movie. But yeah. I feel there's, I only have one other visceral reaction to a movie, and that's Edward Scissorhands, and I just can't watch it. Because there's probably most likely underlying things to go along with this, but it gave me so much anxiety. I had a fucking panic attack after. And fucking, yeah. It was a ghost in water. God damn it.
I know.
It was a ghost in a pool.
Night Swim scared the shit out of you. You were on the couch holding your legs, hiding your head behind your legs.
When does that fucking happen?
And I'm looking over it. Like,
obviously, something happened to me as a child in a pool that I am blocking out because.
You have some pool trauma.
Because I immediately watched all like three Screams and fell asleep to them because I was like, I need comfort. And I watched fucking Scream.
You need to watch more pool horror movies to see if this happens.
No, I don't. Because that was bullshit.
So just like, does like Jaws throw you into?
No.
What about Piranha 3DD?
No.
No? All right.
I don't fucking, you know me. I don't get scared at movies.
I know.
I don't get scared. Like, I just not.
So it was really, it was
something,
a what the fuck moment.
It was a what the fuck moment. Clearly something else is under that that I don't really need to explore. And
I think you do. I think you do. I really
probably
do.
Should.
Well, the moments that you were terrified were when people were in the water and the ghosts were trying to get them from underneath
and drown them and then I don't see
even talking about it now.
This is bullshit because the only other one is Edward Scissorhands. It's not because it's not that. I mean, it's a run-of-the-mill pool is possessed fucking movie.
Night Swim sucks. It's not a good movie. It's just a straight up any possession movie. You can predict nearly every single thing that happens in this. Poor CGI. The only, like, I like Kurt Russell's kid. I like him. I didn't like the movie.
It wasn't, it wasn't even that good of a motherfucking movie. So I, clearly something is wrong because that was motherfucking bullshit. That was bullshit. You're like, what's happening? I'm like, I'm having a panic attack.
So pretty much you're saying if like the only other movie to do that was Edward Scissorhands in like the 90s. So the only movie in the last 30 years to completely terrify you is fucking Night Swim. What?
I have some issues.
Yeah.
We know
nothing
this.
About that was scary.
Logically, I know because it shouldn't have been scary. I don't. Again, I'm gonna have to do some more therapy and some deep diving. But
gotta have a back-to-back Edward Scissorhands Night Swim.
Are you trying to? God, that would probably. I would unlock door and then we.
Yeah. All right.
I don't really want to do that.
If you haven't seen Night Swim, I don't recommend you see it. It's not good. Yeah. I do recommend seeing Abigail if you haven't seen that.
Oh, Abigail,
and,
for sure.
If you're looking for a fun, A Late Night with the Devil is a good watch.
It is, and it's interesting, and you should check it out.
Yeah, I think if you start it and you're like 10 minutes in, you're not into it, then shut it off. But if you like what you're watching, keep going.
Right.
Yeah. Aside from that, I don't think we've seen much else. I know we missed the first Omen that came out. Tarot. I know that came out, and a couple others I can't.
Yeah, we got to do
Lisa Frankenstein.
Oh, yeah.
I really want to see
that. We were going to see that, and then we were going to go on Valentine's Day, and then we ended up being in Minnesota on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. We ended up being in Minnesota.
We have some catching up to
at a hospital for Valentine's Day instead. yeah, I remember that. So we have some catching up to do, but we will. I guess, have you watched any horror television?
I have not. I haven't watched the new. I know the they had a American Horror Story season come out, but Kim Kardashian's on it, and I'm not.
You know, I started the season before that, the New York one, and I watched the first episode, and it was pretty good. I gotta keep watching it. It's just I've kind of fell out of American Horror Story.
I have too.
You know, it's almost like I wait and see what the theme of the season is, and then if I like that idea,
then we'll
I'll
check
watch
it out. Yeah,
but. Yeah, it's just not.
I mean, I couldn't make it through the last one that we watched.
The last one was the double feature, the one they did around COVID, where the first half was
Vampire type.
Like vampire, you take a pill and you become super creative. Yeah. And then the other episodes were about aliens.
Right. I didn't watch I didn't even finish the vampire.
It was a terrible season. Yeah. The 1984 was the last
really
great
good one.
And that is my favorite one.
So what are you excited for coming up? Things coming up.
Well, God, what is coming? Oh, you're making me think. The new Saw, is that coming out this year still?
I think.
Yeah. I've been so out of the loop. We've been so in our own worlds. I'm trying to think of what's coming out. I'm looking around here for some ideas. Are we getting a new Cabin Fever? Are we getting a new Blair Witch? I know that they're doing more Blair Witch stuff, but I don't know what's coming out this year.
I mean, I am excited to announce that David Gordon Green is no longer doing the Exorcist trilogy.
Yes.
And hopefully that his horror career is dead he decides to do a horror comedy.
You know,
in 10 years.
I do not wish that upon the man. I don't wish that his horror career is dead. I just wish that, and I think that he can do, and we've talked about this before, an original horror comedy on
his own. Horror comedy. Yeah. Yes. He can take a... He needs to stop touching old, the classic and trying to revive them and make them his own because he's not good at it. And then do a horror comedy, which he would be great at.
Yeah. Oh, the other one that came out, sorry to interrupt, The Strangers.
Oh, yes.
Remake.
Yes,
By Renny Harland. I've heard mixed things about it. I still want to check it out. I like the director. Immaculate, we still haven't seen that. There's been a lot we haven't seen.
I know. We've been so consumed with other things.
I know there's a new Quiet Place coming. Trying to think all the franchises. Someone bought the rights to Halloween, so they're going to do something with it. We're not going to get that this year. Trying to think of what. I don't know. We were supposed to get a Scream, but that's probably not going to be till next year now.
Probably not, huh?
Yeah.
And we were supposed to get Crystal Lake stuff too, weren't
we? Yeah, that's put on hold. There's some weird stuff going on with Friday the 13th. So
There's always weird stuff going on with Friday the 13th.
So a couple years ago, they were announced they were doing Crystal Lake, and that the showrunner was is it Brian Fuller who did Hannibal? Is that his name?
Think so. Maybe.
So he was working on that, and I think Kevin Williamson wrote a script or two, and then they were actually consulting with some of the OG Friday the 13th actresses, and I think they were involved in some of the writing. So everything was looking good, and then they I don't know the production company that's doing it, if it was A24 or Peacock, I can't remember, but they parted ways with his vision.
I thought it was A24 that they parted ways.
So that's interesting, and they didn't say which way they're going to go. I assume Brian Fuller's, if you look at his past work, Hannibal, it was more polished, and he explained the first episode to where it was going to be diving deep into Pamela Voorhees's trauma, how she becomes the villain, villainous, vengeful mother she becomes. So I can see it being a more dramatic approach to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, I think Kevin Williamson said that he would have liked to have seen, they did a whole episode of a chase. An entire chase sequence was one episode.
That would have been fun.
And so they were doing some really artistic writing with it. So I have a feeling they just wanted to go campier.
Yeah.
I bet you anything and that's fine too. The thing is I just want something.
Right. We just want a fucking Friday
the
13th.
And then out of the blue, there's this other camp that owns Jason, and they announced that there's going to be a Jason multiverse or universe. And he's going to be in video games. He's going to be here. He's going to be here. He's going to be here. But everyone keeps talking about all this shit. And I just want to see a movie.
Right.
I just want to see a series.
I just want to see something.
Shut up and quit talking about it and just make a film.
Stop fucking talking about it. Do shit.
I know. I don't, what else is coming out this year? I know we have some shit coming out around Halloween, and I just can't think of it.
I can't either.
I know. Guys, on the comments?
Yeah, let us know.
What's coming out this year? What's coming out around Halloween for horror films that we're just completely forgetting about?
We are. We've been so engrossed in so many other things.
Yeah.
We're getting back to it, though.
Yeah. Yep. Long Legs, that looks good.
Oh, yeah.
That looks a horror thriller. I always forget the lead actress's name, but she's in it. And then it looks like Nicolas Cage is playing a creepy serial killer. And in the promoting and the trailers, you don't get to see his face, which is pretty cool. You hear his voice and it's pretty creepy. Yeah, I don't know. All right. I don't know what else is coming out. But yeah, anyways, we're back. We're going to be doing more episodes.
We are. And hey, in the comments, let us know what you want to see and want to hear from us.
Yeah.
Like, is there a retro review that you would like us to do? Because we are going to try to start doing more of those as well. So if you want us to watch a retro movie and talk about it, let us know.
Yep.
You want us to do a battle between two movies? Let us know.
Yeah. Let us know what you want.
Give us some ideas. Let us know what you want. We're happy to do it.
Or what franchise would you like us to watch and review? We've done Friday the 13th, Halloween, Saw. Texas Chainsaw, Saw, Final Destination.
Screams.
We haven't officially done those.
Oh, we haven't officially done the Scream movies.
So we have a lot. What would you like to see? Anyways, with Proof of Life episode, we're still here.
Proof of Life, we're still alive.
We're still kicking.
We're kicking, sort of, sometimes.
We're still drinking Bloody Marys, and we're still married, and we're still doing horror shit.
We are. Yeah. And we've got some fun things coming up down the line in, movies coming out that we've been working on, that we'll be working on, and we've written and stuff.
So. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Well, I think our Bloody Marys are dead.
All right.
And so are we.
So are we.
But we're alive.
We're not. We're alive. We promise.
So yeah. All right. Well, catch you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bloody Mary.